This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. It's Marathon Week at Walt Disney World 2014. It's time to start thinking about those 2014 vacation plans. Be it a Disney destination or any destination, you need to go see the vacation planners at MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel to make 2014 the best vacation year yet for you. So go visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or you can click on their banner at mickeymilespodcast.com.
Hi, this is Dave, and I'm from Lake in the Hills, Illinois, and I listen to Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 135 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show, as always, my co-host, Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, how are you?
I'm tapering, and it's driving me crazy. I finally understand when people say tapering drives you crazy, what that means. But, yeah, it's really interesting. I'm just raring to go. I just want to get this race, these races done, so I'm getting excited, and I can see on our Facebook page that people are really, really getting excited, too, and nervous. But that's good. That's a good
thing.
That's
good. Do you have a shout-out?
I do. This is a really interesting one. One of our listeners, Jessica McNett, and her husband, they had a 20-mile training run. So they fixed a small speaker to their Camelback, and they listened to Mickey Miles for all of the 20 miles. Which I thought was really interesting. So I'll give you a big shout out, Jessica. That's cool. I'm surprised that we had 20 miles worth of stuff that you wanted to listen to, but good for you.
Good for you. Well, we are continuing our countdown to the 2014 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. And with that countdown, we have been securing and being very, very lucky to have some special guests with us. And it doesn't get any more special than who we have on our show today. First, I want to introduce Carissa Bealert. Carissa, welcome.
Hi, everybody.
And, of course, she is the fabulous Carissa Bealert. And, of course, here is the debonair Rudy Novotny. Rudy, thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hey, I scored debonair. That's exciting.
For those of you who do not know, Carissa and Rudy are the voices of the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. If you've been at all in any of the races over the past five or maybe since Run Disney has begun, you may have heard one or both of them at the start, and it's their voices that calm you down and they get you ready to do the 5K this year, the 10K, the half marathon, the marathon, Goofy or Dopey. But before we start, we just want to make sure that everybody understands that the views and the opinions that Rudy and Carissa will be expressing on this show are their own, and they do not represent the thoughts and opinions of the Run Disney brand, the Walt Disney World Resort, the Walt Disney Company, or its affiliates. We just want everybody to know that. And so, Michelle, I'm kind of excited. We're getting close to the craziness that is the Walt Disney World 2014 Walt Disney World Marathon, and we've got some things that we would like to discuss with Rudy and Carissa, so I'm going to let you start us off.
Yes, thank you guys for being on the show. I'm excited that you're here. And I'm always – one of the things that I get very amused about is when you try to come up with letters to describe each of the different corrals. So Rudy, now you have one for D. You can say the debonair D corral.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I'll use that.
So the first question that we have is we were wondering, you know, you're involved in all these different races, you know about all these multiple races, and then you heard Run Disney announce the inaugural Dopey Challenge, and we were wondering what went through your mind. Did you think, oh my goodness, it's another day I have to get up early, or did you think, wow, you know, it's gives more people a chance to run these races, that you're excited about the 10K? Carissa, what did you think?
You know what? It didn't shock me because I've been with Disney. This will be my 10th marathon, and I was there when we just had a marathon, and then we had a half marathon, and then it just grew and grew. So I was kind of like, all right, dopey, because we'd been unofficially calling people who did the 5K and the half and the marathon dopey. So when they just added in a 10K, you know, it seemed perfectly logical to me.
That's great. And I don't know if you know, but we've been seeing on Facebook that people are doing who are doing the 5K, the 10K, and the half, who aren't getting multiple medals, are calling it the grumpy. So they're grumpy that they're not getting. They don't get the six shirts and the six medals.
God, so,
Rudy, what were your thoughts about it? Because you were just telling me offline about how you're going to be flying in, and it didn't even occur to me that you're going to be on you'll have jet lag already coming from the West Coast. Did you think, it's another day to get up early?
Yeah, it's quite a weekend. It's, you mentioned one of the things that, just kind of goes racing through there, and that's that, hey, it's another 2 a.m. wake-up call. Yay!
we say that too as runners.
Now, Rudy, you're being generous, because when you say 2 a.m. wake-up call, that's actually what time you get there.
That's true. Yeah, Chris is right. Chris is totally correct about that.
Oh, so you get up at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, 1:30-ish, if you go to sleep at all. I mean, I think Chris is much better at it than I am. I just don't sleep much during that whole weekend. We just kind of we just kind of do the zombie thing.
Well, that's because that's the time you'd go to bed at home, right?
yeah, more or less. Well, my thoughts on it were very much like Carissa's. Disney's always pushing the envelope, and people love the challenge, and they ask for more challenges out of Run Disney, and Disney, responded with the dopey and added the 10K, and here we go.
In keeping with the thought about that 10K, Rudy, I'm going to stay with you and then move on to Carissa with this question. What do you think, or I don't know if you know yet, or how the addition of this 10K race will impact your week? Do you have any idea how it will affect with your duties for Run Disney for the week, how it will affect your week?
I don't think the effect overall will be, just with the addition of the 10K, will be that dramatic. We don't have, Carissa and I do not have our schedules yet, so we don't know exactly how things will be split off. We do have, of course, not on the phone with us, but another sports host that takes a huge part of the load. He's a fantastic announcer, and he's just way too funny, John Pelkey.
John, yep.
And John works very, very, very well with Carissa and I, handles a huge load. And Disney's really become very, very sensitive to our voices and our energy levels, and they do a pretty good job kind of parsing out where we are at what time, and of course, what we haven't even mentioned here are the expo, 4 days of the expo, and all the kids runs, which Carissa is usually handling all the kids runs. So there's a lot going on. I just think it's another 10K. Awesome.
Carissa, what about you? Do you anticipate a lot of differences in this week?
Well, I don't know. Marathon is its own animal because we take the speaker series, and instead of it being in the expo, it's separate. And then another host we bring in, Cree Kelly, who has been at every Disney marathon, is there for that. And then now I know we're having some of the expo over at the Champion Stadium. So I think we're just going to see a lot more of all of us everywhere, and that's kind of what the runners want. They want more time at the expo. They want more races. They want more speakers. So, we are here for the runners. If it weren't for the runners, Rudy and I wouldn't have our job. So whatever they need of us, we're happy to do. So I think the 10K is just something we're looking forward to. It's an extra day, but it's really fun. I mean, it's not really a job. So.
It looks like a lot of fun. So do you guys train for weekends like this? I mean, do you try to rest your voice? Do you practice the script that they – and we know that sometimes they send you scripts.
Do we practice the script? Rudy?
No. I mean, it sounds like Academy Award-winning material when I hear you and I'm in the corrals. You make us laugh. You make us cry. You don't have a table read, is what you're saying?
No, we actually do. We talk through everything. But that's basically what we do. They'll send us the scripts ahead of time, and we will talk through, because not so important is what we're saying, but when we're saying it. We have to be very aware of what time it is at all times, you know, bringing up our VIPs and things like that. So other than that, I think I try to sleep. I try to focus really well on my eating before the race, my meals throughout the race. And I lost my voice at Wine and Dine, so I'm just hoping that that does not happen again.
It's never happened before. Yeah, I remember that. And this is 4 days that you're going to have to do this.
Yeah, so I feel good. Rudy?
What about you, Rudy?
Yeah, as Chris mentioned, the marathon is just, that's kind of the world series of the Run Disney events for us. It's huge. It's just a wonderful, fun monster in its own right. And it's just a lot of work. As Chris said, it's not really a job, but we don't want Disney to know that. Okay.
So
we can't have
them.
we have a blast. You know, we just have so much fun. And again, as Chris already mentioned, you know, the runners become an extended family to us. Both Carissa and John and Cree and I have met so many people through doing this. And, you know, some of them we only get to see maybe, you know, once a year at a particular event or whatever. I have some Brazilian friends now that I'll see, you know, next week. I'm looking forward to that. And for me, I try to, particularly for marathon weekend. I call it marathon week now. I try to rest my voice several days before. There are friends that I won't call because I can't talk to them for less than an hour, hour and a half, so I won't even call them. Just really try to go in fresh. It's hard, and you it becomes an art parsing your voice out. Because I think at marathon, it's happened to all of us where by the time we're toward the end of Sunday and we're bringing in, let's just say, the last third or so, we are thrashed.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it could be 6 hours of running for people, but you guys have been, it may be 8 hours of talking for you.
Yeah, it ends up, I think, that day. We rehearse our first little on-stage rehearsal around 2:30, and then our last runners finish around 1:30 or 2. So,
wow.
And we really don't take a break. We'll alternate where somebody will go get breakfast, but we all are, you know, either we're looking for that special runner or we want to be paying attention. So we don't want to spend too much time away from the finish because it is special to us knowing what the runners went through and all the time they put in to get there. But I will say also that Rudy relies heavily on his cough drops and his tea throughout the weekend.
Yes, we know very much.
Rudy should be sponsored by Halls.
Yes,
we know. those are your most important tools of the trade.
And then I do have to give a shout out too to our tech staff at the races. Sometimes at the end of the day, we'll say, "Hey, we need a little more volume on this mic because we just can barely speak," and they're really great about it.
Wow.
You know, very true. And Carissa, I'm gonna go you one further on that, and that is to give a shout out to the DJs we work with are amazing. Very often, Stevie D or Steve Weinstein or any number of individuals that we're privileged to work with will actually chime right in there with us and really kind of keep things going. If Carissa's off for a moment or I am or both of us are, but Carissa's point was really well made that it's between all four of us, we need a break here and there. We all have like our special people we don't want to miss. So Carissa will say, "Okay, I'm going to take a break, but look for so and so." We've got our list.
You know, Rudy, you mentioned both of you mentioned how over the years you've met so many people and you have gathered so many friends. I'm wondering when you have talked with these friends or when anyone has contacted you, if they have asked you for some advice on the dopey. And I know that both of you are very accomplished runners and fitness and nutrition experts. And so I want to start off with Carissa and ask you if someone came up to you and asked you for some general advice on how to approach the dopey challenge, what kind of advice would you give them?
The advice I would have given them 8 months ago is very different than the advice I would give them today. But if they're listening to this today, And I hate to say it, but I've seen a lot of talk on Twitter and Facebook of people saying, I don't think I'm ready. I didn't get my runs in. I didn't get my longest run was 12 miles. You got to take it easy out there, you know.
Right.
Lower your pace. Go with the Galloway. Don't try to blow all your energy on the 5K to 10K because I the Dopey is an amazing challenge. That is a very physical, demanding challenge. I had a friend who said, I feel silly. I'm just running the Disney Marathon. You know, a marathon is hard, and we're doing so much. So if you're doing Dopey, take it easy. Consider the challenge completion, and don't go for a time. Enjoy. Take the photos. And then if you're thinking of doing Dopey in the future, you know, just make sure that you really put in the time to train a lot of back-to-back-to-back runs to develop those muscles. Rudy?
I couldn't possibly improve on anything Carissa said. I think she hit lots of really, really fine points. A little humor there. When we do things like this and we'll see people in the expo or whatever, we'll say, well, what are you racing? Normally, the only is, oh, I'm only doing the half marathon.
Yeah.
And we always kid for that. You know, oh, you're only doing 13.1 miles. So now with the Dopey and the Goofy and everything, it's, oh, I'm only doing the marathon. I'm only going 26.2 miles. Are you kidding me? So, I mean, what Carissa said is, you know, so right on. That's a big deal. A 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and then a marathon in consecutive days. Please, just have fun with it. We're not talking about PRs here.
No.
You know what you're going to get? If you're doing the Dopey, you have the awesome distinction of not just doing the inaugural Dopey, but you're guaranteed a Dopey personal record.
Yeah. That's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Very true. And I do have some advice, though, for them post-run. I mean, utilize the ice machines in the hotel room because ice baths are painful, but they are very, very, very helpful after the races. So I would say make that a priority when they're done.
I think everybody
great
will.
Idea.
Yes. I know Michelle does ice baths.
Yes, I'm a big ice bath fan. Not a fan, but I do endure it.
No, after last year. After last year, we're all concerned about the weather. And I wanted to ask you, too, if do you get weather reports before the morning of every race so that if you need to, you need to remind everyone to take it easy and that it's going to be warm or whatever?
We do get a weather intel, and you know we're looking at it ourselves, and we do get usually John Phelan and a number of other people will take a look at the weather if it becomes necessary. Certainly, Disney uses what's become I believe a nationally and internationally used flag system. I'm sorry that I don't, the flags do go from green to yellow to red to black.
It's in the final race instructions, Rudy. It's in the
correct.
Final race. Yeah, so everybody can look at those.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Correct. And you know what? The other recommendation I would make is I took a look at the final instructions and I took a look at the event guide, and there's some really fantastic information in there, and if I may make a shameless plug for the show I'm on, you folks have had some fantastic guests that have shared some great, great insights as to how to prepare and how to make a checklist. And some of the, I would say the best thing you can do if you're not listening to this the day of the marathon is listen to the Mickey Miles podcast over the last several days, and there's some really key information in there.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Rudy.
So we know that you're both runners, and if you were going to be doing the Dopey, these back-to-back races, how would you have trained? It's kind of late right now to give advice to folks, but if you were going to be doing it, what would you do now in between races? Because we find it's a big challenge for folks who are at Disney where you don't want to necessarily shut it down between races. You want to go to the parks and visit with friends and you know, do park touring. What would you do yourselves? Carissa?
I guess I'm from Florida, so I don't have that whole family and I've got to see everything, but the key is going to be, and I'll let Rudy talk and then I'll come back to talk about the nutrition, but it's going to be to take it easy, to rest, to stretch, you're going to have to treat every race like it was a marathon because your body's going to need that recovery time. So the ice bath, the Epsom salt bath, the stretching, a little bit of walking is going to be good. It's going to help increase some of that blood flow, but just kind of treat yourself like an elite athlete, because what you're attempting, if you're doing dopey or even goofy, is an elite challenge. So make sure that you take as much effort to recover as you do to run during that weekend.
Good. Rudy?
Wow, that's perfect. And I want to hear Carissa come back on the nutritional aspect of that, because, you know, we're human engines, and, you know, the engines perform well when they're trained well, when they rest well, and then when they're fueled well. You know, looking at the schedule, I would take the 5K so easy, and the 10K pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. The half marathon, as Carissa already mentioned, the half marathon, I would be galloway, you know, even if you haven't trained in. If you have any inclination of any kind to walk a little, I would start putting that in, because if you go to the start line on Sunday and you don't think you've got enough left in the tank and you don't think you're ready, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And safety is always paramount. So, you know, Run Disney and all of the race directors out there, safety of the participants is always number one, and certainly enjoyment of the event is you know, right up there, but safety's got to be first, and we just want to make sure that everybody smiles, that finishes with a smile on their face as they're getting that dopey or goofy medal or any of the race medals. You know, I just hope that the dopeys don't do anything dopey.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because we mentioned this on the show with Jeff Galloway, that for the Expo speaker series on Wednesday, it's filled with talks about how to be safe at dopey, how to manage dopey. So it looks like Run Disney's really paying attention to this too for the dopey runners, and I really hope that people will take advantage of those. So Carissa, I'm so excited again that you're a registered nutritionist now, or dietitian. And what would you do in between races, or to manage your nutrition in between these races?
I make sure that you're eating it. And if you're listening to this and you haven't packed yet, I would recommend packing food with you. I would recommend packing a lot of food, not because you need to eat a lot, but you always need to be able to get that access to the food. So immediately when you're done with the race, you obviously know that you need to replenish your carbohydrates and your fluids. But because of the nature of the back-to-back races and the inflammation on the body, make sure that you get protein in almost as soon as you're getting the carbohydrates, because that's going to allow the muscles that you've just broken down to start to rebuild. So either I would bring protein powder with me, I would bring peanut butter, I would bring beef jerky with me, I would bring anything I could. I would bring chicken breast if I could bring them, but make sure that you're being able to get those proteins back in you, because if not, you're just running on that glycogen and that glucose, which is not made to last a 10K, a half marathon, and a full marathon. So focus on, as you're eating throughout the weekend, every time you sit down, think, do I have a carb and do I have a protein? As long as you have those two, you're going to be okay. I would avoid any really fatty meals, any turkey legs, any pizza, any french fries until afterwards, just so that you don't have any digestion issues that cause you to have longer stops. But really the key, besides carbohydrates, is going to be protein. I don't want people to forget the protein aspect of it, because that will go a long way into recovery. So think about, they have protein shakes that don't have to be refrigerated. My favorite one, and I'm not sponsored by them, I just love them, is a cherry protein shake, because cherries are good for inflammation. So do whatever you can, but eat lots of protein and lots of carbs.
That's great. As a vegetarian too, I always have to remember that. So I'm writing that down. Is cherry a brand?
It's called Cherubundi. It's like Cheribundi. I just discovered them when I started marathon training, because I run with my group about 45 minutes from my house for long runs. And if I don't eat protein when I'm done and I wait 45 minutes to get home, I'm outside of my optimal recovery window. Mm-hmm. So I wanted something that had the carbohydrates of fruit, but also whey protein for fast recovery. And I found that drink and I really love it.
Well, I'm going to look it up. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. That was great advice. So if we were going to push forward and we're past the 5K, the 10K, the half, and I am standing there at the finish line, and the two of you are coming in, and you're just about to finish the marathon. You're just about to finish the Dopey Challenge, the inaugural Dopey Challenge. You cross the finish line, and I look at you guys, and I say, Carissa, Rudy, I'm going to grant you a wish. You have just completed the Dopey Challenge. How do you want to celebrate? What would you do? What would you want? Where would you go? What would you do?
Go to Carissa first.
Oh, gosh. That's so hard. Well, knowing me and how I finish races, the minute I finish, I'd want to do it again 5 minutes faster. Because I want to do better. So that's the wish I would want. And then some pancakes, probably.
Pancakes. Wow.
I like that. I like that. I'm of course a little older, and so what after my last 15, 20 marathons, I've retired and said, okay, that's it. I'm never doing another one again. And it takes about an hour until I'm planning the next one. You folks probably know of that type of situation.
From what I understand, it's like childbirth. Like, it's when you finish, you're like, I never want to do that again. And then a few weeks later, it's like, oh, that might be a good idea.
You're already Googling new races on your phone on the way to the airport.
It's true.
Right.
It's true.
So yeah, exactly.
Would you indulge yourself in any food, Rudy, at the end?
Yeah, everything that Carissa said I can't have before. I want to have with French fries on top. And anything else that I have been denying myself of, those things are probably running rampant in my head, and that's probably exactly what I'd want to do.
Now, Carissa, is that a bad idea to have French fries after a marathon? I know my stomach is always kind of funny after I do a long run.
Yeah, when you're done with the race, I think, again, like we talked about, stick pretty simple right away, the bananas and the protein, but then figure out what your body wants and needs. Either you'll be really, really hungry about an hour and a half later, or you won't be hungry at all, and you'll just have to kind of let that settle on its own. And then just afterwards, you know, 4 or 5 hours after the race, pretty much free reign, hopefully, as long as you're all settled and ready to go, you can enjoy it whatever you want.
That's when, for me, the monster hunger starts. Not right away, but then it's like, I must eat everything.
Yeah, right away you're done. Usually, I just finished a marathon about a couple weeks ago, and I was done, and I was so delirious, and then I was like, oh my God, I need some food. I'm so hungry. And then I ate pizza and pancakes and everything. It was awesome.
That's great. So as we finish up, is there anything you'd like to say to the thousands of runners who are going to be listening to you on race day? Because, you know, we're going all the way up to, we're having, I think, 17 corrals. So I think you guys should start doing your homework and start. How are you going to describe corral? I mean, I'm going to be an L, so I'll tell you right now, it needs to be great description. But is there anything that you'd like to say to all your fans out there or people listening to you?
Well, I'm just excited for everybody, for all the runners. I know whether your training went perfectly or you had some hiccups along the way, this is your weekend. This is your moment. So, you know, enjoy it, because everything that you've worked for, all the times you've thought about the race, you've dreamed about the medals, you've imagined your costume, you know, this is it. So enjoy every moment. And even if the race isn't going the way you wanted to, just know that you're out there and you're doing it. And it's a pretty incredible thing.
That's great. Rudy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are doing something that no one has done before you. You are doing the Dopey Challenge. It's the inaugural. No one's done it before. It's quite a feat, and you are to be congratulated. If you're listening right now, and as Carissa mentioned, maybe things aren't going quite the way you planned. I've always loved this. I've gotten it from Jeff Galloway and a number of other very, very fine runners. Do everything you can right now to put a smile on your face, because it's almost impossible to be hurting and miserable when you're smiling, even when you're faking it.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy, have an amazing adventure, and we just hope that everybody wants to come back for more, because, hey, who knows what the next inaugural Run Disney Challenge may be.
And everybody, when they're running by you, should wave and say hello.
Please.
Yes, please. And I forget you. If we don't call your name, please don't be offended. I had somebody tweet me and said, you didn't call my name.
Right. Try really hard.
Is it okay if people, we know we don't want you to be inundated, but can people come up and just say hello at the expo if they happen to see you?
We love that. Yeah. Right, Rudy?
We love meeting, all, you know, again, we've made so many more friends, and we love meeting people. One of my favorite things is all the people I meet who want to take a picture with me who think I'm Jeff Galloway. One of my favorite.
It's better than thinking Jeff, you're Carissa, right?
There you go. Jeff's already seen it happen for himself. Barbara Galloway's actually seen it. It's been a real kick. But we love meeting everybody. And the other piece that I want to add on to what Carissa said, because we try to get all of you, is, believe it or not, when we're at the start and even at the finish, it's generally so loud between the music and everybody cheering and everything that as you run by, we know you've got all kinds of great things to let us know. It's almost impossible to hear you.
Oh, interesting. So. That's good to know.
Yes, and I will say one more thing. I love when people put their names on their shirt on the front. If you want people to say your name, put your name on the shirt bigger than you think you should, and that will go a long way along the whole course.
There you go.
Cool.
There you go.
That's good.
I can listen to you guys all night long. I think it's important for all of us to say how much we appreciate all your hard work, because I know that it's fun, but we also know it's very hard work. And Rudy, the first time you and I talked about it, I was just amazed as to the schedule that you and Carissa and everybody goes through. And I just want to commend both of you on the amount of energy that you give to all of us in the corrals, and it's very, very much appreciated. So thank you very much.
And I just want to chime in too and let everybody know that Rudy and Carissa have a million other things to do, and they volunteer to come on the Mickey Miles podcast, and they squeeze us into any little bit of time they can and do it with enthusiasm. So I want to thank you both, and I know our listeners really appreciate when you come on and take the time. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much to both of you. We really appreciate that you and the runners appreciate our efforts. But you know what? I think I can speak for both Carissa and I, is that we get so much more back. The friendships and the excitement and just the thrill of seeing everybody at the finish line. And certainly, of course, at the start line. All the first-timers and everything that makes Run Disney events so much fun is worth it again and again and again. So thanks to the both of you for bringing this together.
And I believe that does it. So for the fabulous Carissa Bieler and for the debonair Rudy Novotny, I'll be listening. Rudy, I'll be listening when the D Corral comes up. I want to hear that word, debonair.
I gotcha.
And for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you in Orlando.
This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Van Travel. And if you're planning on going to the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend next year, or any Disney destination, or any non-Disney destination for that matter, it would serve you well to go visit the vacation planners at MEI Travel and Mouse Van Travel, as they will show you what service is all about in the travel industry. So give them a try at MEI-travel.com, MouseFanTravel.com, or you can click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at Facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.